President Trump to act on drug crisis.
The opioid is a tremendous emergency.
Congress in the dark over Puerto Rico power contract.
We don't have enough information as to the process.
JFK assassination files released.
Perhaps that material will give it some idea as to the motive.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. No question, the opioid abuse crisis is real.
We're losing 144 people a day to drug overdoses. That's like a plane crashing every day in this country.
Addiction specialist Jessica Halsey-Nickel via Skype. Today, we'll hear from President Trump 3 months after an expert panel urged White House action and federal money. CBS's Major Garrett.
Six states have declared opioid emergencies, and now the federal government will follow suit. The goal, reduce addiction to prescription pain medication or drugs like heroin and fentanyl.
I'm going to be declaring an emergency, a national emergency on drugs.
The president months ago backed $45 billion in new opioid spending as part of Obamacare repeal. But that bill died due to GOP divides, and new divisions now confront the president.
And the White House indicates Mr. Trump will declare a public health emergency, falling short of a wider national emergency. In a Fox Business interview, President Trump expressed optimism that the House will take the first step today on his tax overhaul plan.
I think we're going to get it. The senators are going to come together. I think the House is looking really good. You know, they're passing this bill along very rapidly.
The 2018 Obamacare signups begin next week, but customers can get an early look online at what they're in for. A study says premiums for the most popular health plans will go up an average of 34%. There are questions in Congress over the federal effort to restore power on hurricane-torn Puerto Rico. CBS's Juliana Goldman reports a small company was given a big job and big money.
Lawmakers in both parties are asking why a small Montana company was granted a $300 million no-bid contract to help rebuild transmission and distribution lines.
My biggest concern is we don't have enough information as to the process that went through that.
Republican Congressman Rob Bishop chairs the House committee that oversees Puerto Rico. The government power company, known as PREPA, signed the contract with Whitefish Energy, a two-person, two-year-old company whose largest previous federal contract had been for $1.3 million to upgrade lines in Arizona.
This appears to be a pretty small company. Are they capable of doing the job?
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, chair of the Energy Committee, expects a hearing on Puerto Rico in the next week. Whitefish is backed by HBC Investments. Its founder and general partner, Joe Colonetta, gave $33,000 to the campaign of then-Texas Governor, now Energy Secretary, Rick Perry. Colonetta and his wife gave $28,200 to President Trump.
Under federal law, long secret files from the JFK assassination can be released starting today. CBS's Chip Reed says it's a big moment for historians and conspiracy theorists.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade group.
On November 22, 1963,
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
With the nation watching, the 35th president was fatally shot. Secret Service agent Clint Hill was in the motorcade that day.
Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter. He acted alone. Perhaps somewhere in that material will give it some idea as to the motive, as to why.
54 years later, so much remains a mystery, like what the CIA knew about Oswald's trip to Mexico City to meet with Soviet and Cuban spies. But it's unclear if the secret documents will reveal such details. Joe Kennedy III, a great nephew of the former president and current Massachusetts congressman, supports the release of these government documents, but wishes the White House had handled it differently.
It would have been nice if there was some communication between this administration and members of our family.
A CIA spokesperson said the agency continues to engage in the process to determine the appropriate next steps with respect to any previously unreleased CIA information.
Well, WikiLeaks confirms it was approached by a data firm working for the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential race. Reports say it was an effort to unearth 33,000 missing Hillary Clinton emails. WikiLeaks says that request was rejected. Enhanced security screening beginning today for passengers on flights bound for the U.S. Some will face questioning. Others will have carry-on bags searched by hand. Most seem okay with the new steps.
It doesn't bother me. If it will make it safer, it's fine.
Some airlines have received permission to delay implementing the rules till January. Thieves have been known to swipe package deliveries left at the doorstep. So Amazon wants the key to your home. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Here's how it works. You install a special $249 doorknob that Amazon Delivery can unlock. They put your package inside and then remotely relock the door. Cybersecurity expert John Cilio.
Hackers who get a hold of the database of door codes, that part is what scares me. Not how Amazon will use it, how the hackers will use it.
So risk of cyber theft or risk of real theft, Yahoo tech writer David Pogue.
Is that a better option than leaving my expensive order on my front porch when I'm not home? To me, that's the risk of theft.
Amazon Key service launches next month. At first available only to Amazon Prime members, as one critic asks, what could possibly go wrong, Steve?
Well, the Trump administration's given the green light for increasing government and commercial use of drones. The action allows some exemptions from safety rules to make it easier for drone testing and for things like package deliveries. The Houston Astros even the World Series at a game apiece with a 7-6 comeback win last night over the L.A. Dodgers.
Even those who took part in Game 2 could hardly believe it.
You can't have a better game of baseball than that.
There were dramatic, unexpected comebacks by both teams. Houston manager A.J. Hinch.
That's one of the most incredible games that you'll ever be a part of.
In the ninth inning, the Dodgers were 3 outs away from victory when this happened. Houston's Marwin Gonzalez tied the game with a home run. In the 10th inning, it was the Astros who were in front when the Dodgers came back.
Base hit right field. Here comes Forsythe.
Finally, in the 11th, the Astros won the game on a two-run home run by George Springer. After the game, he spoke.
That's the craziest game I can honestly say I've ever played in.
Today is a travel day. Both teams can catch their breath. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Los Angeles.
Some cereal boxes are going back to the drawing board. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
Kellogg's has agreed to redesign its Corn Pop cereal boxes after a complaint that the art on the packaging is racially insensitive. At issue is a drawing of cartoon characters shaped like Corn Pops at a shopping mall. The Corn Pops are shown shopping, frolicking in a fountain, playing in the arcade. One is skateboarding down the escalator. Then there's the brown Corn Pop, the only one on the cereal box. It's portrayed as a janitor. Current boxes will remain on store shelves, but new boxes will be in the pipeline soon. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
A Massachusetts commission's expected to recommend the state shift from the Eastern time zone to the Atlantic time zone 1 hour earlier to ensure more wintertime daylight. But the report will advise against a unilateral move without most of New England deciding to do the same. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.